بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، so we were discussing the مردود, and we were looking at the kind of types of rejected hadith, which was the rejection is based on a drop in the isnad, and we looked at the concept of معلق 2 weeks ago. Today he is discussing, Imam Ibn Hajar is going to discuss a particular issue which is known as مسألة التعديل على الإبهام. So فإن قال, yeah, فإن قال, so do you remember the discussion that we were having, Umar and Hussein?
Remind me, I remember.
So the discussion of mu'allaq.
Remind me again. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Just 1 minute. Whiteboard. So mu'allaq is a type of rejection in hadith. The reason why mu'allaq is a type of rejection is because a person is missing from the isnad. Mu'allaq normally happens in the beginning of the isnad. So if Imam Bukhari misses out his teacher, then that will be mu'allaq. Let's see if I have. No. I had it somewhere. Where did we have it? Right, so this is from 2 weeks ago. So we said this is mu'allaq. Mu'allaq is the when an author, musannif, he misses out a rawi from the beginning of the isnad. Okay, so if Imam Bukhari misses out his teacher, this is called mu'allaq. If he misses out two people, this is called mu'allaq. If he misses out three people, all the way. If there's anything that is missing from the beginning of the isnad and the person who's missing out is the author, then this is called mu'allaq. So when we say, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات, this is mu'allaq. Okay. However, here what we're doing is we are talking about the Asr al-Tadween. Remember, we're always talking about the Asr al-Tadween. So me saying, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَمْ إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, although I haven't given the isnad, nevertheless, it's famously known that this hadith is found in Bukhari, Muslim, and all of the other books. And therefore, it's not really, really mu'allaq, because we know what the provenance and the origins of the hadith is. But we are talking about during the Asr al-Tadween, you know, for the first 500 years when a hadith were being collected. If a person was to report a hadith which just said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa without giving an isnad, then what is the nature of that? And the idea is, or the understanding is that a mu'allaq hadith is weak unless it's an inqita'u sanad, unless somebody else can prove that there is a the hadith is joined. So, for example, the very famous one is balaghat of Imam Malik. Imam Malik says balaghani, it has reached me, right? And then he just mentions a tabi'i or a sahabi and doesn't mention the full isnad. This is called balaghatul malik. Balaghatul malik are known as inqita' and mu'allaqat. Mu'allaqat are in a way weak. However, later scholars like Imam Ibn Abdul Barr in his al-isti'ab and other books have provided full isnad for the balaghat of Imam Malik. Yep. One of the very first books that Imam Ibn Hajar wrote at the age of 30, and he became very famous for this, is his book Ta'liq al-Ta'liq, which is basically a looking at the mu'allaqat, all the mu'allaqat of Imam al-Bukhari. So mu'allaq basically means when an author misses out name from the beginning of the isnad. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes. I remember the discussion now.
Okay, and we are talking here from the what's really important is we need to understand that we are talking about the Asr al-Tadwin. if I was to narrate a hadith mu'allaqan, it doesn't really matter because who am I? And that hadith is probably found in some books. Yeah. So now we have a mas'ala here, and that mas'ala is called mas'ala to ta'dil ala al-ibham. This is a fara', okay? So you know you have usul and you got furu'. This is a furu' of the mas'ala of mu'allaq. The furu' is fa'in qala jami'u man ahadhifuhu thiqatun ja'at mas'alatu ta'dil ala al-ibham. If a musannif says jami'u man ahdhifuhu thiqatun, everyone that I omit in the isnad, if I omit anyone in the isnad, then that omission is because this person is thiqa. Yeah, so this mas'ala is called mas'alatu ta'dil ala al-ibham, that we are doing ta'adil. We are verifying someone based on obscurity, ambiguity. Mas'alatul ta'adil. So am I allowed to do this? Mas'alatul, or is it allowed? Is mas'alatul ta'adil ala al-ibham accepted? So if a rawi says, ja'ani haddathani rajulun. Rajulun is mubham. Haddathani rajulun. And then this alim, let's say Imam Shafi'i, he basically says, well, everyone that I narrate from and everyone that I miss the names out, I only miss out the names of thiqarwat. I don't miss out the names of non-thiqarwat. So he's making that claim. So what does that, where does that leave us? Yeah, let me just get my notes out. So this is called mas'alatu ta'dil ala al-ibham. So the hukum of mas'alatu ta'dil ala al-ibham is wal jumhuru la yuqbalu hatta yusamma, that the jumhur do not accept mas'alatu ta'dil ala al-ibham until that person is mentioned. So so for example, if this is haddathani thiqa, حدثني ثقة أو حدثني رجل, can we accept, in our everyday language, Hussein and Omar, we basically say, oh, I only take from authentic sources, or I only get the best, yeah, or I only shop in, you know, all the expensive shops. So if I say to you, like, Omar, you bought something from the shop, and I say, well, can you please tell me which shop you got this from? And you basically say, "Oh, you don't need to know the name of the shop because I only shop from the best." Yeah,
right.
This is called mas'alatu ta'dil ala al-ibham. You are doing, you are verifying something and yet leaving that ambiguous. So, can I take your word for on face value? Right. So, you might basically be shopping from Primark. And do you have Primark in America?
No, I've never heard of that store.
Okay, you might be shopping. You might be shopping from one of those. I don't know, Asda.
We have Kmart.
Yeah, Kmart. Walmart. Kmart. Yeah. Yeah? And when you say I only shop from the best, right? What you have in your mind is Walmart, right?
Right.
So the ulama, their argument is that yes, maybe it is thiqa. This person is thiqa according to you, but tell us the name so that we can also assess it. And the reason why is because ulama have made mistakes. For example, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, he narrates from Abdul Umar in the back.
Yeah.
Mashallah, mashallah.
Allah,
okay, so we were discussing the issue of at-ta'dil ala al-ibham. So I was basically mentioning that the reason why the jumhur of the scholars do not accept at-ta'dil ala al-ibham is because there is no kind of empirical way of assessing the person who is missing, whether in reality that person is thiqa or not. So, you know, Imam, as I mentioned, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi narrates from Abdul Karim ibn Abi al-Mukhariq, because he deems Abdul Karim ibn Abi al-Mukhariq to be a thiqa rawi, but the rest of the ulama have deemed Abdul Karim ibn Abi al-Mukhariq to be a weak rawi. Right. Similarly, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi basically narrates from one of his teachers who, by the name of Ibrahim ibn Muhammad ibn Yahya al-Aslami. He used to narrate from him, and he used to say, "Haddathani man la attahim," that I narrate from someone who I do not declare or I do not criticize. But the rest of the ulama, that was Imam Shafi'i's personal kind of relationship with that person, but the rest of the ulama declared him to be weak. So this is why the Jamhur ulama have said that it is not permissible to accept a riwaya, riwaya to at-ta'dil bil ibham. Yeah, and that's the position. Lakin, qala ibn Salah. However, Imam ibn Salah says, huna in waqa'a al-hadfu fi kitabin ultuzimat sihatuhu kal-Bukhari. فما أتى فيه بالجزم دل على أنه ثبت إسناده عنده وإنما حذف لغرض من الأغراض وما أتى فيه بغير الجزم ففيه مقال. Imam Ibn Salah basically mentions that however, if the التعديل على الإبهام is or the mu'allaq is in coming in a book where the author has stipulated that they will not narrate anything other than a sahih hadith, such as Imam al-Bukhari, then if there is a ta'adil ala al-ibham, okay, with jazm, he says qala, right, or arwi an man la attahimuhu, with firm conviction, دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ سَبَتَ إِسْنَادُهُ عِنْدَهُ. This is a dalil that the isnad is sabit according to that person. وَإِنَّمَا حُذِفَ لِغَرْضٍ مِنَ الْأَغْرَاضِ, and they have deleted or omitted the isnad or that naming that person because of some reason. وَمَا أَتَى فِيهِ بِغَيْرِ الْجَزْمِ, and however, if the narrator of the narration is mentioned as qil without a conviction, then there are difference of opinion. Like Imam Ibn Salah is basically saying, like people like Imam al-Bukhari, when they bring a mu'allaq or when they bring a ta'adil ala al-ibham, if it is jazm, then it should be accepted. If it is not bil jazm, then it should not be accepted. And وَقَدْ أَوْضَحْتُ أَمْثِلَ ذَلِكَ فِي النُّكَتْ عَلَىٰ Ibn Salah. And Imam Ibn Hajar says that I have explained examples of this or given examples of this in my book, An-Nukat ala Ibn Salah. Let's see if I can find any. So this is from An-Nukat ala Ibn Salah. Imam Ibn Salah says, أحدها أن يكون كرره وهذا قد تداخل مع الأوجه التي ذكرها الإسماعيل. So one of the reasons why the ulama they do mu'allaq, or especially Bukhari, is because he has mentioned it elsewhere. So now he's not giving the full isnad. Okay. ثانيها أن يكون أوردها في معرض المتابعة أو الاستشهاد لا على سبيل الاحتجاج ولا شك أن المتابعة يتسامح فيه بالنسبة إلى الأصول وإنما يعلقها وإن كانت عنده مسموعة لئلا يسوقها مساق الأصول. So he's basically saying, and another reason why he may bring a hadith as mu'allaq or a ta'adil ala al-ibham is because he's using that hadith as a mutaba'a and a shahid and not as an asal in the mas'ala. And he is using the mu'allaq by not mentioning the isnad to tell us that that he has heard this hadith, he has a full isnad, but to kind of differentiate between the asal and the supplementary evidences so that we don't treat these as primary evidences rather is supplementary evidences. وثالث أن يكون يراد لذلك منبها على موضع يوهم تعليل الرواية التي على شرطه كأنه يروي حديثا من طريق سفيان الثوري عن حميد عن أنس ويقول بعده قال يحيى بن أيوب عن حميد سمعت أنسا فمراده بهذا التعليق أنه هنا مما سمعه لئلا يتوهم. So sometimes he does this kind of تعليق in order to kind of draw our attention to a certain problem in the isnad. So for example, there's this, maybe I've got a hadith here. Right, this hadith that he's referring to in the Nukat, he says that كأنه يروي حديث من طريق سفيان الثوري عن حميد عن أنس. So now this حميد is basically is a مدلس. He's narrating from Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Straight after that, he brings an isnad without a hadith. And he basically says, Yahya ibn Ayyub an Humayd sami'tu Anasan. So he's just bringing one hadith, right, to show that he is aware that this person is a mudallis. But here, the tadlis is not affecting because he's got sami'tu here. And this is the hadith here. I remember bringing it out. Bab Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab Fadha'il al-Qur'an, Bab Fadha'il Surat al-Baqarah, Haddasana, Muhammad ibn Yusuf, Qala Haddasana, Sufyan, An Humayd, An Anas ibn Malik, Qala Bazaqa al-Nabi Yusuf, Fi Thawbihi, Qala Abu Abdullah, Tawwalhu ibn Abi Maryam, Qala Akhbarana, Yahya ibn Ayyub, Haddathani, Humayd, Qala, Sami'atu Anasan, An Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So here he's brought a shorter isnad. This shorter isnad is with the hadith. This has a problem because Humayd is a mudallis and he's doing an, but then he brings another isnad, which is not related to this hadith, but here he's just showing that the sami'atu. So he does, for many reasons, he will do mu'allaq or he do riwayah at-ta'adil ala al-ibham. And Imam Ibn Hajar, he mentions this in Nukat. And then he's got a book also called Ta'aliq al-Ta'aliq, which is the book that made him famous. But also in the Muqaddimah of Fathul Bari, Hadj al-Sari, he very meticulously documents all of the mu'allaqat and of Imam Bukhari, and he explains why Imam Bukhari has done this mu'allaq. Okay. Is that okay? Or shall we carry on?
Yes.
Yeah. That's okay. Well, just a quick question. So am I jumping to conclusions here? But are all the mu'allaqs of Imam Bukhari supplementary evidence in his mind?
It's a good question. In his mind, it is, but not necessarily in reality. So, for example, the hadith that he narrates related to mu'allaq, and he narrates this hadith about music and especially musical instruments. This hadith is mu'allaq and mentioned, and it's mentioned with the sighat al-tamrid. People like Sheikh Yusuf al-Qardawi and Sheikh Abdullah Juday and others, when they talk about music in their respective books, they have to deal with this hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari. So they say, first of all, it is a hadith which is Imam Bukhari has mentioned mu'allaqan. So it's not from the Aslul Kitab. And secondly, the isnad is mentioned with the Sighat al-Tamrid. And therefore, even according to Imam Bukhari, he doesn't see it as the same level. Other people will basically say that no, the fact that it is in the Bukhari and Imam Bukhari mentioned it as a mu'allaq, that's enough to for us that it is a sahih hadith. So here we got the mu'allaqat al-Bukhari. This is from the Muqaddimah of Fathul Bari. Wasala fi makanin akhar, that if the mu'allaq is mawsul, muttasil, in another place, then we accept it. Right, so he mentioned it mu'allaqan in one place, but in the same Sahih al-Bukhari, he mentioned it muttasilan in another place, then this mu'allaq should be read with that muttasil. Okay, that's accepted. However, if he just mentioned it mu'allaqan in the Sahih al-Bukhari, walam yasil fi makanin akhar, then either it's بصيغة الجزم. Imam Ibn Hajar says is maqbool بصيغة الجزم. That's the opinion of also Ibn Salah. This is the opinion that he's mentioning, and Imam Ibn Hajar seems to accept it. Sheikh Sharif Hatim Al Auni even then basically says that we should not accept it, because even though Imam Bukhari is doing bil jazm, we still need to see who that person is in order to kind of assess who that person. If it's sighatul tamrid, then it is not to be accepted. Sheikh Yusuf Al Qardawi, Sheikh Abdullah Judai, they argue that the hadith of music is mu'allaqan and is mentioned with sighatul tamrid, and therefore we are no under no compulsion to accept it, even though it comes in the Sahih al Bukhari. Yeah.
Mona, can you just go back to that chart and just, if you just give me one, like half a minute, just to quickly copy it down?
Yeah, so these are just my notes, really. Over the years, I've been teaching and I keep adding to these notes. Umar, what madhab do you follow in fiqh?
No. Malik.
Imam Malik, okay.
جزاكم الله.
Okay. والثاني, so the second type of inqita is huwa ma saqata min akhirih man ba'da at-tabi'i huwa al-mursal. So the second type of inqita, so mu'allaq was basically when there was an inqita in the beginning of the isnad where the musannif is dropping out a person. This is called mu'allaq. If we go to the other side of the isnad, right, and where we have a tabi'i, what is it? Where we have a tabi'i who is missing out the sahabi and directly narrating from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is known as mursal. Yeah. وَصُورَتُهُ, and the surah is أَن يَقُولَ التَّابِعِيُّ سَوَاءٌ كَانَ كَبِيرًا أَمْ صَغِيرًا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَذَا أَوْ فَعَلَ كَذَا أَوْ فُعِلَ بِحَضْرَتِهِ كَذَا وَنَحْوُ ذَلِكَ. That a tabi'i says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this or did this or something was done in front of him. The fact that a tabi'i is a tabi'i by definition because they have not met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they would have been a sahabi, then it means that they could not have heard this directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the source, they are missing out the source, and the source is a, most likely it is a sahabi. Now, Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani says, وَإِنَّمَا ذُكِرَ فِي قِسْمِ الْمَرْدُودِ لِلْجَهْلِ بِحَالِ الْمَحْذُوفِ لِأَنَّهُ يُحْتَمَلُ أَن يَكُونَ صَحَابِيًّا وَيُحْتَمَلُ أَن يَكُونَ تَابِعِيًّا. It says the reason why the mursal is rejected and it is a part of the mardood is because we don't know the state of the person who is being dropped. So we're just making an assumption that a tabi'i always narrates from a sahabi. And therefore, when a tabi'i says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it must be a sahabi who is being dropped. And Imam Ibn Hajar says, no, this is a false assumption, because, you know, this is a vertical kind of isnad transmission. But there is no reason why there can't be a horizontal transmission, that one tabi'i narrates from another tabi'i and then he narrates from a sahabi, so the name of the tabi'i is being dropped. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is what Imam Ibn Hajar is saying. He says, لِأَنَّهُ يُحْتَمُلُ أَن يَكُونَ صَحَابِيًّا. It is, there is a possibility that the person who is being dropped by the tabi'i is a sahabi. وَيُحْتَمَلُ أَن يَكُونَ تَابِعِيًّا. However, there is a second possibility that the person who is being omitted is another tabi'i. Yeah. So it's not necessarily that a tabi'i is always narrating from a sahabi. Imam Abu Hanifa doesn't directly narrate always from the sahabis. He narrates from other kibar tabi'i. Okay, so he says that there is a possibility that either the person who is being dropped is a sahabi or the person who is being dropped is a tabi'i. Wa'ala al-thani, if the person, hypothetically, if we say that if the person, so he's giving a logical, rational reason why mursal is not accepted, right? Wa'ala al-thani, if perchance it's the second person, is the second alternative, which is that the person who is missing is a tabi'i. يحتمل أن يكون ضعيفا ويحتمل أن يكون ثقة. There is a possibility that this tabi'i is ضعيف or this tabi'i is ثقة. If this tabi'i who is being dropped is ثقة, then we can live with that. And if this tabi'i is ضعيف, then this causes a problem. وعلى الثاني, and let's say perchance that the tabi'i who's being dropped is thiqa, yuhtamalu an yakuna hamala an sahabiyyin, this second tabi'i who's been dropped from the isnad, there is a possibility that he took the hadith from the sahabi, wa yuhtamalu an yakuna hamala an tabi'in akhar, or there is a possibility that he narrated from a third tabi'i. وعلى الثاني يعود الاحتمال السابق, and then on the second, the first possibilities are there that there is a this third person, there is a possibility that the tabi'i who is being dropped by the second person, so this is the third tabi'i, is either da'if or either sahih, and that third person is then narrating from a sahabi or narrating from a tabi'i. If he's narrating from a tabi'i, it might be that the tabi'i is da'if or the tabi'i is thiqa. And then there is a possibility that that person is narrating from a sahabi or narrating from another tabi'i, and that tabi'i is sahih or thiqa or is da'if. Amma bittajweez al-aqli, as far as rational calculation is concerned, فَإِلَى مَا لَا نِهَايَ لَهُ, we can carry on with this, right? So if we start from the beginning, the tabi'i said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, Imam Ibn Hajar says there is a possibility he dropped out the sahabi, or he dropped out and he dropped omitted another tabi'i. If he's dropped another tabi'i, okay, then if the tabi'i is da'if, then this brings our whole isnad down. But let's say if the tabi'i is thiqa and that tabi'i is narrating from another sahabi, okay, that's fine. Or he might be narrating from a third tabi'i. So this third tabi'i, either the third tabi'i is da'if, which is problematic, or this third tabi'i is narrating from the sahabi or is narrating from a fourth tabi'i. Now this fourth tabi'i is either da'if or is thiqa, and if it's thiqa, then he's narrating from a fifth tabi'i or a sahabi. And he says ila ma la nihaya, we can carry on doing that. But then he says wa amma bil istiqra, as far as empirical evidence is concerned. So this is a rational kind of argument he's making, that we can carry on doing this ad infinitum, these alternatives ad infinitum. But if we are going to go with empirical evidence, amma bil istiqra, as far as empirical evidence is concerned, fa ila sittatin aw sab'atin wa huwa aktharu ma wujida min riwayati ba'd at-tabi'in an ba'd, that empirical evidence shows that there has been horizontal transmission of one tabi'i narrating from another tabi'i up to 6 to 7 times before a sahabi comes. So you have tabi'i number one, right? Let's not assume that tabi'i number one has directly narrated from the sahabi. No, he's actually narrated from tabi'i number two. Tabi'i number two narrated from tabi'i number three. Three from four. Four from five. Five from six. Six from seven. Seven from the sahabi. So Imam Ibn Hajar says that as far as empirical evidence is concerned, then we have evidence of isnads where there are six or seven horizontal transmission of tabi'is before we reach the sahabi. if we were to take a rational approach to this, then this is ad infinitum. Does that make sense? Let's have a look. There we go. This is me trying to kind of map this out. So this is somebody who's dropped. Now we don't know. So this is a tabi'i here, and this tabi'i dropped someone. So now we don't know whether this is a sahabi or it is a tabi'i. If it's a sahabi, then alhamdulillah, we made our link. However, if it's a tabi'i, then either the tabi'i is strong or weak. If the tabi'i is weak, then we don't need to deal with that anymore. The tabi'i is strong. The tabi'i is strong, he's either narrating from a sahabi or from another tabi'i. If he's narrating from another tabi'i, that tabi'i is either strong or weak, right? If it's weak, then we don't need to deal with that. If it's strong, then either he's narrating from a strong tabi'i or from a weak tabi'i ad infinitum. So do you understand the scenario that he's mentioning?
Yes.
Yeah, Hussein? Yeah. This is why Mursal is not accepted according to the ulama of hadith. Yeah. Okay. Fa'in urifa. There is some kalam here I will do after I read this bit. Fa'in urifa min adati tabi'i annahu la yursilu illa an thiqatin fadhahaba jumhurul muhaddithin ila tawaqquf libaqa'il ihtimal. If it is known from the practices of a tabi'i that this tabi'i does not drop, does not do irsal other than from thiqarawis, meaning that the only narrator that is missing out is a thiqarawi, and we know that because we've investigated the riwayat of this person. And we know that this person does not, the only people that he drops are thiqa. Then, even then, the Jamhur has said that we will suspend judgment on this isnad libaqa'il ihtimal because there's still a possibility that there is an exception being made here. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, wahuwa ahadu qawlay Ahmad. Tawakkuf is also one of the opinions of Imam Ahmad. Even though we know that this rawi does not, this rawi only does, irsal from thiqa ruwat, Imam Ahmad and the jumhur of the muhaddithun are saying that we will still suspend judgment. Wahuwa qawlul wathanihima. And the second opinion is وَهُوَ قَوْلُ الْمَالِكِيِّينَ وَالْكُوفِيِّينَ. So Umar, you and Hussein here, we are on the same boat. The second opinion is يُقْبَلُ مُطْلَقًا. That is the opinion of the Malikis and the Hanafis, that if it is known that the person does not do irsal other than thiqarawi, then that is mutlaqan, it is accepted. Yeah. وَقَالَ الشَّافِعِيُّ يُقْبَلُ إِنِ اعْتَضَى بِمَجِيئِهِ مِنْ وَجْهٍ آخَرَ يُبَايِنُ الطَّرِيقُ الْأُولَى مُسْنَدًا أَوْ مُرْسَلًا لِيَرْجَحَ احْتِمَالُ كَوْنِ الْمَحْذُوفِ ثِقَةً فِي نَفْسِ الْأَمْرِ. Imam al-Shafi'i is a bit more nuanced here. Imam al-Shafi'i says that the mursal will only be accepted if there is some kind of alibi or fortification. In i'tada bi maji'ihi min wajhin akhar, that if there is another turuq to that mursal hadith, where it kind of clarifies the first tariqah, the first isnad, either by giving a full isnad, or that in itself is mursal, but there is some clarification in that, because there is a possibility that the mahadhuf, the person who is being dropped, in and of itself can be thiqa. So Imam al-Shafi'i basically says that the mursal, in order for the mursal to be accepted, it needs to have a bit more information through different isnads. So what we have here is three opinions. Number one is Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani is saying that the primary mas'ala is that mursals are not to be accepted at all. And that is the position of the Shafi'i school of thought as well, that mursal should not be accepted at all. However, then there is the question of mursal min al-thiqa, that if the person who's doing irsal only does irsal from thiqa, then what is the opinion here? Jumhur muhaddithun are of the opinion, and that is one of the opinions of Imam Ahmad, that they do tawakkuf. Imam Malik and Imam Abu Hanifa are of the opinion that this is to be accepted. Imam Shafi'i is basically saying that there is to be a bit more nuanced here. Okay. وَنَقَلَ أَبُو بَكْرَ الرَّازِي مِنَ الْحَنَفِيَّةِ وَأَبُو الْوَلِيدِ الْبَاجِي مِنَ الْمَالِكِيَّةِ And Abu Bakr al-Razi from the Hanafis and Abu al-Walid al-Baji from the Malikis mentioned أَنَّ الرَّاوِي إِذَا كَانَ يُرْسِلُ عَنِ الثِّقَاتِ وَغَيْرُهُمْ لَا يُقْبَلُ مُرْسَلُهُ اتِّفَاقًا That if there is a Rawi who is known, so this is another masala, that there is a Rawi who is known that he is known to have narrated does irsal from weak narrators and also thiqa narrators, then Abu Bakr al-Razi and Abu al-Walid al-Baji are of the opinion that this person's irsal riwayat will not be accepted at all, because we don't know if he's doing irsal from a thiqa or if he's doing irsal from a da'if. Have you understood the mas'ala before I kind of go into a bit more nuance?
Yes.
Yes.
And would it be accurate to say the ulama of hadith, their primary goal is ensuring the accuracy of the information, and therefore they are, you know, a bit more stringent in terms of, you know, because since the even if someone is only narrating from, you know, is known to only narrate from thiqat, it's since it's not dispositive that in this case they did, you know, they suspend judgment because they're looking at the accuracy of the information first and foremost as scholars of hadith. But in the fiqh sense, you know, they're using these, I assume, right, to formulate legal rulings or in fatwa and things like that. And so there's a difference when the fiqh scholars are looking at it. I guess they're looking
yes.
at it in that sense. Would that be accurate?
Yes, that's 100% true. The ulama of hadith, they basically come at this from a more empirical point of view, that empirically, can we ascertain the veracity of the missing person? And they're basically saying, because we can't, therefore we have to reject the mursal. If we know that this is a thiqa, yeah, even if we know la yursilu illa an thiqa, even then we have to do tawakkuf. And remember, tawakkuf, we've read just a few lessons ago, tawakkuf is another name for rejection. Okay, it's just that we just suspend judgment unless we can find more evidence. So they're more empirical. Now, the Hanafis here, and I can't really tell you about the Maliki madhab. I'm not too familiar with the Maliki madhab. The Hanafis are of the opinion that the mursal of the Sahabi. So Imam Ibn Hajar hasn't talked about the mursalat of the Sahabi. Yeah, the mursalat of the Sahabi. Do you know what it means by the mursalat of the Sahabi? Mursalat of the Sahabi is when a Sahabi is doing irsal, where he's saying qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but actually he or she, they did not hear that hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They heard it from another Sahabi. For example, it is said about Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he has only heard four hadiths from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly, because he was very young when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died. Right, so he only heard about four hadiths from the Prophet directly. Every other hadith where he says Qala Rasulullah, he actually got it from somebody else. So the hadith of the Prophet doing Talbiyah in Jamaratul Uqba, he says Qala Rasulullah, where he actually got that from his brother Fadl ibn Abbas. Right, Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there's only one hadith narrated from Nu'man ibn Bashir directly from the Prophet where the Prophet says Ala wa inna fi kulli jasadin mudghah idha saluhat saluhal jasad kulluh wa idha fasadat fasad al jasad kulluh ala wa hiya al qalb. This is the only hadith which Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu directly narrated from the Prophet. He has narrated so many other ahadith, but none of them are direct from the Prophet. These are mursalat of Sahabi. Now, unanimously, there might be so many ahadith that say that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates about in the very second hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, Babu Kaifa Kana Bad'ul Wahyi, say that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was the narrator. She must have narrated this. Either the Prophet told her, or she must have got that from another Sahabi, for example, her father. But the ulama have unanimously accepted that the mursalat of the sahabi are accepted because as-sahaba kulluhum udul, right? So that's why we accept the mursalat of the sahaba. The Hanafis are of the opinion that also the mursal ahadith of the khairul qurun, which is the first generation of the sahabi, the second generation is the tabi'i, and the third generation of the is the tabi tabi. The mursalat of these three generations, the Hanafis accept, right, mutlaqan to be maqbool, mutlaqan they accept it. In fact, we find Ibrahim al-Nakhai was asked by Sulaiman ibn Mahran al-A'mash that why do you, Ibrahim al-Nakhai, he was from Sigar al-Tabi'i, his uncles, Aswad ibn Yazid al-Nakhai and Alqama ibn Aswad, Alqama ibn Yazid al-Nakhai, they were students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Okay, so Ibrahim al-Nakhai, what he does is, Sulaiman ibn Mahran al-A'mash says to him that, why do you always do irsal for? Why don't you just name your sources when you say a hadith? So he says, when I name my source, when I basically do isnad, when I name my source, it means that I heard from that one person. But if I omit my source and I go directly to the Prophet, that's because so many people have narrated to me that I can't narrate all of their names, but all of them I deem to be thaqa. Okay, so this is why there is a saying in Hanafi fiqh, man asnada فقد أحال ومن أرسل فقد تكفل من أسند فقد أحال ومن أرسل فقد تكفل that whoever has provided us an isnad has provided us with a reference that we can فقد أحال إحالة means to refer someone to something. Whoever has given us an isnad, they have provided us with a reference that we can check. وَمَنْ أَرْسَلَ فَقَدْ تَكَفَّلَ But whoever has done irsal, meaning that they didn't name the sources, فَقَدْ تَكَفَّلَ They have become our kafil. They have taken the responsibility on their shoulders to present something to us accurately. In that sense, the Hanafi scholars will say that mursal is much more sahih than a musnad. But this is a particular Hanafi take on this. I have written about this, as to why the Hanafis accept Irsal, what is the reason. And one of the reasons is because of the proximity of the people, that the people that they were doing Irsal from, they knew them personally. Okay, whereas come, a little later, where Imam Shafi'i is far away removed from, the level of the Sahabi and the Kibar of Tabi'i. So for him, he doesn't have that unique personal relationship to be able to ascertain. So he needs to take a methodical, a more empirical scientific method, which is that we, rather than taking this, personal method, we have to take a more scientific method. So this is why There is, I mean, Imam al-Sarakhsi mentions this in the Usul al-Sarakhsi, that the Hanafi method has got a lot of husn al-dhan, whereas the Shafi'i method is more kind of cold scientific, because of the fact that he was removed from that early period. I write about this in my PhD thesis. I'll share that part, or also in the Muqaddama of the Ala Sunan, I wrote about this as well. Any questions before we move on?
Imam Abu Hanifa's opinion the same, that the musallat of the, you know, the first three generations are accepted?
Yeah.
Because you said the Hanafis accept that. Is that also Imam Abu Hanifa's point of view?
Yes. Yes.
Or is that just generally the schools?
Yeah, it's the opinion of the school. Yeah.
So not Imam Abu Hanifa's.
We don't really have from you know, the direct opinions, you know, his words from Imam Abu Hanifa. We've got the opinion of the school. It's the opinion of the school. We don't really know what was the personal opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa.
Okay. But sorry, just to clarify, it is known that his opinion is that if a person does, or Tabi does, a mursal narration only with Sikha people, then it's accepted. That's
Yeah.
his own opinion.
Just give me 1 minute. My dad's calling me. I just need to use
yeah,
called
no problem.
three
Get
times.
that call. Definitely take it.
It's called three times. Probably it's nothing but. Okay. Yeah. So say we don't really know what the personal opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa is. We know the opinion of the madhab, and there's a lot of ahadith which are mursal, which have been accepted by the Hanafis, and I presume these are coming from Imam Abu Hanifa, or certainly his students. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, let's carry on. والقسم الثالث من أقسام السقط من الإسناد. The third type of والقسم الثالث من أقسام السقط من الإسناد. The third type of drop in the إسناد is إن كان بإثنين فصاعدا مع التوالي فهو المعدل. That if there is a drop in the إسناد where there is two drops and two omissions, and these omissions are consecutive, one after the other, this is called mu'dal. Mu'dal basically means complicated. Yeah. The reason why it's complicated is because when you have one drop in the isnad, there is still ways of knowing who that missing link is, by looking at the student and by looking at the teacher, and then seeing, you know, matching their students and matching their teachers and etc. and their age and everything, you can basically come to some kind of understanding that, okay, this is the missing link because the circumstantial evidence tells us, right? But when you've got two people consecutively missing, that becomes a bit more difficult to work out. Because then, you know, you don't know, you've got four generations of people, you know, the person that's mentioned and the teacher that is mentioned, and then you've got two people consecutively missing, right? This is why this is called mu'dal. But mu'dal is only when it is consecutive, okay? Now, mu'dal, if it comes also in the beginning of the isnad, then it is also mu'allaq. Mu'allaq and mu'dal, there's umum khusus min wajhin, which we did, we looked at. There is a book by an Andalusian Maliki scholar who wrote the entire ulum al hadith in kind of like a love poetry. His name is Ibn al Farah, and he basically starts. He says, "Gharami sahihun, wala aishu fiki mu'dalun," that my love for you is sahih, but living with you is very complicated. Right, so he uses these terminologies of sahih and mu'dal, and he weaves them into this, this poetry, غرامي صحيح والعيش فيك معدل, that my love for you is pure and is صحيح, well, living with you is very difficult, right? وإلا فإن كان الساقط بإثنين غير متواليين في موضعين مثلا فهو المنقطع, وكذا إن سقط واحد فقط أو أكثر من اثنين, لكن يشترط عدم التوالي. And similarly, وإلا, and if it's not, وإلا what? If it's not consecutive, فإن كان الساقط بإثنين غير متواليين. If there are two people missing in the isnad, but they're not consecutive, but rather they are in two different places of the isnad, مثلاً, then this is called منقطع. وكذا إن سقط واحد فقط. And similarly, if there is one person missing in the middle of the isnad, or more than one, but they're not consecutive, then these are all called منقطع. So what we have is, we have, first of all, the concept of انقطاع basically means a drop in the isnad. Then we have, from that, we have the معلق. The معلق is when there is a drop in the beginning of the isnad. We have مرسل. مرسل is a drop that is at the end of the isnad. So remember, the beginning is the part where Imam Bukhari sits. The end is where the Prophet sits. So the مرسل is when there is a drop in the end of the isnad. If there is two consecutive drops in the isnad, this is called معضل. And besides these three, معلق, مرسل, and معضل, if there are isnad in drops in any other parts of the isnad, even though there are more than one, as long as they're not consecutive, then this is just called munqati'. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's leave it here, inshallah, because from next week we'll read about inqita' wadih and inqita' khafi, which then gets a bit more complicated. Is that okay?
Yes.
Any
جزاك
questions?
الله خيرا.
Any questions?
No questions today from me.
Okay, بارك الله فيك. I'll see you, inshallah, next week.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.